Hey, we're live here at Steelers Youth Express football camp. I'm Robert Montgomery, 16 years old, and a football player.
My name is Shaheen. I'm 14, and I played football for the Hornets for Wilkinsburg. We won the league championships and the Winter Guard championships.
My name is Eric Geary. I'm 13, and I'm a football player for Homewood Community Sports.
My name is Anwan Wesley, Coach Juan. I am the coach of every sport in the city. You know, we're up here at the Steelers training camp. We brought a bunch of kids up here from the Homewood Brush and YMCA to experience a podcast hosted by the Youth Express. So if y'all want, man, tell me how's your experience going so far?
The experience is like, it's pretty great. It's like a nice day outside, pretty cool vibe, you know, like Rooney's son came over talking to us and interviewing. We've seen Coach Mike Tomlin, players, nice people, just good vibes and everything. Just a cool, nice community out here.
So what's your thoughts, fellas?
Pretty good so far. We've like kind of interacted with some of the players and seen Coach Mike Tomlin get interviewed. So it was pretty cool from him, listening to him talk and seeing that experience happen. So. Yeah.
This is like my first time doing this, so like I think it's cool so far, and like I get to see all the players.
So I know we only seen about two or three folks already. Who are you hoping to see? Are you anxious to see anyone? Do we have a favorite player out of you guys?
Well, right now I play linebacker, so I'm hoping to see Ryan Shazier, and I would just like to ask him like questions like what would take me to get to the NFL, and like what's the importance of being a student athlete, and what do you need, and what that burning desire and the striving greatness you need to get to just to be a player in the NFL, and what are your daily basis on what's the expectations from your coaches and your players and just stuff like that.
Seems like you're pretty serious over there, Robert Montgomery from Westinghouse. What about you? Are you anxious to see anyone in particular, or are you just enjoying the ride?
I'm just enjoying it right now, but my favorite player was Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, how could he not be? We miss him. Troy, come back. What about you, Big E?
I want to see Cameron Hayward from the defensive line. I want to see what you need to do to, like, become a great D-tackle or a defensive player, and like to see some of the offensive guards to ask them, like, questions to see what, like, kind of drills they do to get them better and what I need to do to, like, make my way up to college and to the NFL and stuff.
These are definitely some good questions, some good ambitious things that you would ask these guys. It seems to me that you guys take football pretty serious. You know, we're asking about drills and things like that. So as far as off the field, what kind of things would you like to ask them about?
Like, how were your grades in, like, high school and college, and how you stayed on top of your grades to make you get to where you are in life right now, and how difficult it was, and how hard you had to study, like, for a test the night before, and how you couldn't do things with your friends and stuff. You had to, like, put that stuff aside to make your school work better. So I just want to know about that.
Know how they handle that, huh?
Yeah.
Academically, how important is it to an athlete? And anyone can speak to that. Like, how important as an athlete is it academics to you?
Well, it's probably the most important thing, because, like, you're without school, without knowing your work, you're nothing. Like, you can't be a dumb football player. Like, you got to know the plays. You got to know what coaches is calling and stuff like that. So it's just, like, you need to know your school stuff first. And then, like, if you don't know with plays calling or different counts like that, because defense and offense is really – football is like almost 90-80% mental, so you got to know what you're doing, what the coach is talking about, feeding the plays, and be a great athlete.
I think it's very important, because football isn't a physical sport. It's mostly mental, because you got to think what the other players are thinking, and you have to figure out their strategy and try to – make a different strategy if your first strategy doesn't work.
It's absolutely 100% mental. I would definitely agree with you on that. What's your thoughts?
Sometimes you're going to have to get physical to get what needs to get done, but you have to be mentally strong. Like, when it's the fourth quarter and you're down by a touchdown, you have to push for your team to get, like, to win the game. So you have to think and you have to be mentally strong for that to happen.
So where does that come from? Where does, because everybody's not going to say you have to be mentally strong down one touchdown in the fourth quarter. Where do you get that mindset from where, hey, it's fourth quarter, we're down a touchdown, most kids is ready to pack it in? What makes you keep fighting and believing that, you know, you can overcome these obstacles?
What makes you want to do that is that you have to keep pushing and pushing in practice, because how you practice is how you're going to play in the game. So if you practice terribly, you're going to play terribly. So you have to, like, work hard the whole week of practice and make sure everything's right. Not perfect, because you're not going to make everything perfect, but you're going to have to push harder in practice if you want to win the game.
Got to strive for greatness. Any thoughts on that, fellas?
Like, basically, to feed off what Eric said, it's like in the fourth quarter when you're down a touchdown, it's like you got to have, like, that extra 1-2, that extra I want to win. Like, it's just like something that you don't know you have, like that burning desire, like, just has to come up out of you. Just like, I want to win. I want to just go to the next level. It's like when you're down, it's like it's all about the player whose mental is strong. What player is thinking, like, we're going to win, this is going to be us. So it's just like whoever wants it more is going to have it.
Well, look, that leads me into one of my last questions about how important is it to believe, and not only believe in your skills and your team, but without belief, where does a team go?
Without belief, a team doesn't go anywhere. You got to have faith in your team and your players. Like, you got to just know that, like, your brother or the man beside you is going to do what needs to be done for to make that player to win the game. You just had to have faith in your team, faith in your coaches that they're going to call the right play. So just everybody just has to have that positive spirit, that positive heart.
So let me hear what you got to say about that belief piece.
I think I agree with what he said, because if you don't believe in, like, your whole team, people can, like, be, like, untrustworthy or something. If, like, you don't do what you're supposed to do on the line, you just mess up for the whole team.
So one common belief is absolutely the best way to kind of become a team and fight for one goal. Right now we're about to go to break. I'm Coach Juan with my guys from Home with Rush and YMCA with Youth Express Radio Show.
It's another Boy Your Mind exclusive.